ഇന്ന് ഫാദേഴ്സ് ഡേ ആയിട്ട് സെലിബ്രേറ്റ് ചെയ്യുന്ന ദിവസമാണല്ലോ. എൻ്റെ ഇടവകയിലുള്ള എല്ലാ ഫാദേഴ്സിനും ഹാപ്പി ഫാദേഴ്സ് ഡേ. ഈ സമയത്ത് ഞാൻ ആശംസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവം നിങ്ങളെ സമൃദ്ധമായി അനുഗ്രഹിച്ച് ദാനമായി നൽകിയിരിക്കുന്ന കുടുംബജീവിതത്തെ നയിപ്പാൻ സഹായിക്കട്ടെ എന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുകയും ചെയ്യുന്നു. ഇന്നത്തെ ഈ ദിവസത്തിൽ നമ്മളോട് ദൈവജനത്തിന് സംസാരിക്കുന്നത് നമ്മുടെ ഇടവകാംഗമായ വിൽസൺ ജേക്കബാണ്. വിൽസൺ ജേക്കബിനെ അതിനായിട്ട് ക്ഷണിച്ചുകൊള്ളുന്നു.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day to all fathers sitting here. I especially thank Achan for giving me this opportunity to talk to you from the Word of God on this Father's Day. And this is a topic which is close and dear to my heart. Because you know, fathers are always special in our lives, both from an earthly father perspective, and we also have a heavenly father who cares for us. So may the Lord's name be glorified. So I'm not getting into the history of Father's Day too much, because we know Mother's Day is important than Father's Day. And you know, someone figured out it's a good way to make some money on having some Father's Day also. But either way, Father's Day is really important because it's good to take some time and honor people who had such great influence in our lives and who contributed for our well-being, right? So let me read a Bible portion and start with the word of prayer. This should be a portion which is familiar to most of you. So it's from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 9 to 11. Matthaya ezhuthiya suvisesham, 7am adhyayam, 9 mudal 11 vare. I'll read first in English and then Malayalam. Which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? മകൻ അപ്പം ചോദിച്ചാൽ അവന് കല്ല് കൊടുക്കുന്ന മനുഷ്യൻ നിങ്ങളിൽ ആരുള്ളൂ? മീൻ ചോദിച്ചാൽ അവന് പാമ്പിനെ കൊടുക്കുമോ? അങ്ങനെ ദോഷികളായ നിങ്ങൾ നിങ്ങളുടെ മക്കൾക്ക് നല്ല ദാനങ്ങളെ കൊടുക്കുവാൻ അറിയുന്നുവെങ്കിൽ സ്വർഗസ്ഥനായ നിങ്ങളുടെ പിതാവ് തന്നോട് യാചിക്കുന്നവർക്ക് നന്മ എത്ര അധികം കൊടുക്കും. ഒരു നിമിഷം പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. ഞങ്ങളെ അതിവാത്സല്യമായി സ്നേഹിക്കുന്ന സ്വർഗീയ പിതാവെ, ഇന്നത്തെ ഈ ഞായറാഴ്ചത്തെ ഈ ദിവസത്തിനായിട്ട് സ്തോത്രം ചെയ്യുന്നു കർത്താവെ. അല്പസമയം കർത്താവെ അവിടുത്തെ വചനത്തിലൂടെ അവിടുത്തെ സ്നേഹം ഞങ്ങൾ ഓർക്കുമ്പോൾ കർത്താവെ, അതുപോലെ കർത്താവെ ഈ ലോകത്തിൽ ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് അവിടുന്ന് നൽകിയ ഞങ്ങളുടെ പിതാക്കന്മാരെയും ഓർക്കുമ്പോൾ കർത്താവെ, അവിടുത്തെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിനാൽ കർത്താവെ ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് തിരിച്ചറിവും കർത്താവെ അതിൻ്റെ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻസും ഗ്രഹിക്കുവാനുള്ള കൃപ നൽകണമേ. താഴ്മയോടെ യേശു കർത്താവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അപേക്ഷിക്കുന്നു. ഓക്കെ, സോ വി ഓൾ ഹാവ് ഫോണ്ട് മെമ്മറീസ് ഓഫ് അവർ എർത്ത്ലി ഫാദർ, റൈറ്റ്? So when I think of my father, couple of things come to my mind. You know, someone who was always there for me, who cared for me, and whatever be the case, you know, he was always available. He is more of an emotional person than me. You know, he cries, he hugs, you know, all those things he does. So when I go to, you know, even at this age, you know, he's probably 72, and when I go if I'm coming home, you know, he just takes care of everything. I don't need to worry about anything. If I want to go somewhere, he'll book the hotel. You know, if I want to something else, he'll do everything for me. And of course, you know, we have our own disagreements in certain things. You know, that's quite natural. And then I think it's important that we kind of understand that their heart, right? So even when we have difference of opinions, I 100% for sure know that he has the right heart, a right interest in me, right? You know, I may have a difference of opinion, but I know that what he's saying is because, you know, he wants the best for me. And that's how all the dads are, right? You know, some may be very opinionated, some may be not that much, but either way, you know, fathers are there to love you and take care of you. And so always remember that, especially youth, right? You know, as you grow up, you know, in your teens, and once you get into college, you know, you might figure out, hey, you know, dad doesn't make sense, you know. And I also, at one point, you know, maybe in certain matters would have felt like that. But over the time, I have come to realize the wisdom a father gives, and I'm sure that you will also realize that. But during that time, you know, just make sure that, you know, you respect him, you know, have the courtesy and the grace to honor him, you know, understanding that there's not going to be anyone who is going to be a better cheerleader for you than your dad. Sorry, moms, they are not even close, right? You know, moms are more kind of protective, the comforting aspect, right? But, you know, someone who is going to cheer for your accomplishments, your victory, and you know, all those things, it's a dad, right? You know, so, and they can be quirky at sometimes, but, you know, they are going to be proud of what you are going to do. So, you know, always remember that, and then, you know, deal with him in such a way that, you know, he can be proud of you, right? I also remember, you know, sometimes, you know, as kids grow up, I know that even when my dad, you know, he's very opinionated, but when he talks to me, I'm sure that he, for one sentence, he probably spent like, you know, at least half an hour thought process before he asks me to do something. And that's quite often the same with, you know, most of the parents here when kids grow up, right? They may not, you know, it takes a lot of effort for them to kind of, you know, tell you something so that you doesn't get offended, right? And one incident which comes to my mind right now is, you know, probably youth, I don't know, 17, 18. And, you know, I wanted to do something in a certain way, and he had a difference of opinion, and then, of course, I persisted, and he had to relent. But I remember what he said that time, that, you know, you will know the father's pain when you are a father. And that's true. but anyway, there was not much harm with whatever decisions I picked. But at least, you know, one thing I know that, you know, he cares about me more than he cares about himself, and that's quite true with the dad sitting here. And some of us, you know, for some of us, our dads may not be with us anymore, but we have, you know, their sweet memories which they have given us as they raised us in this life. And there is also another case where, you know, unfortunately, because of the sin in this world, you know, there could be fathers who are disengaged or even abusive fathers. But even for them, the comforting factor is that we have a father in heaven who doesn't change, right? Who is there for us every time, in and out, right? And that's the father I want to kind of focus in the rest of my time. Because, you know, the earthly father was given as a kind of a model for modeling the character of the Heavenly Father, right? You know, Heavenly Father, of course, you know, Heavenly Father has gave the motherly aspects also. He has the motherly aspects also, as the Bible often reveals. But, you know, so we come to know, we realize, or we can understand Heavenly Father in a better way when dads especially, you know, reflect that character towards their children, right? And as I said, my dad was emotional, so you know, emotions is no big deal for me, right? I am less emotional, but you know. But our Heavenly Father is, is giving a snapshot of His love through our earthly father. And let's look at some of the Bible portions to understand our Heavenly Father in a better way. And that's for our own good. So one of the Bible verses which we all are familiar with is John 3:16, right? I don't think anybody is here who doesn't know that. So, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. തൻ്റെ ഏകജാതനായ പുത്രനിൽ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ഏവനും നശിച്ചു പോകാതെ നിത്യജീവൻ പ്രാപിക്കേണ്ടതിന് ദൈവം അവനെ നൽകുവാൻ തക്കവണ്ണം ലോകത്തെ സ്നേഹിച്ചു. So, what did He do here? We see that, He gave up His only Son. For what? Just to rescue us, just to save us from eternal damnation, right? So as we go through the Bible, there are like hundreds or thousands of occasions where Bible is actually a story of the heart of the Heavenly Father, right? Starting from the creation all through the end, right? A father who is kind of seeking the lost, right? That's a message of the Bible, starting from the beginning all through the end. Let's look at three parables. It's from in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. ലൂക്കോസിൻ്റെ സുവിശേഷം 15 അധ്യായം. അതിൽ മൂന്ന് ഉപമകൾ കർത്താവ് ഇവിടെ പറയുന്നുണ്ട്. One is the first is the parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the parable of the prodigal son, right? So I'm not going to detail of it. I'll just just talk about it at a high level, because we all know this these parables. So what happens here? In the first case, a man has 100 sheep and he loses one, right? And what does he do? He leaves the 99 and looks for that one which was lost, right? And after that one was found, what does he do? He celebrates with his friends and neighbors, right? And in the second one, a woman had 10 silver coins and she loses one. And then she leaves those 9 wherever it was and takes a lamp, sweeps the floor and tries to find that one which was lost, right? And Jesus says in verse 7, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance, right? അങ്ങനെ തന്നെ മാനസാന്തരം കൊണ്ട് ആവശ്യമില്ലാത്ത 99 നീതിമാന്മാരെക്കുറിച്ചുള്ളതിനേക്കാൾ മാനസാന്തരപ്പെടുന്ന ഒരു പാപിയെ ചൊല്ലി സ്വർഗത്തിൽ അധികം സന്തോഷമുണ്ടാകുമെന്ന് ഞാൻ നിങ്ങളോട് പറയുന്നു. So here we see that the heart of the father, it reflects the heart of the father. So he is for the lost. We were lost, and that's why he sent his son. തൻ്റെ ഏകജാതനായ പുത്രനെ അയച്ചതിൻ്റെ ഒരേ ഒരു പർപ്പസ് നമ്മൾ നശിച്ചു പോയവരെ തിരിച്ച് വീണ്ടെടുക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി. ഹീ ഈസ് ഓൾവേസ് എ സീക്കിംഗ് ഫാദർ. നഷ്ടപ്പെട്ടു പോയതിനെ തിരിച്ചു കിട്ടാൻ വേണ്ടി ഇങ്ങനെ അന്വേഷിച്ച് കൊടുക്കുന്ന ഒരു പിതാവാണ് നമുക്ക് സ്വർഗത്തിലുള്ളത്. Right? And the third parable, that's the most, I think that's one of the most touching parables in the Bible, right? You know, the parable of the parable of the prodigal son, right? So here, the son comes, asks for his inheritance. What does it mean? Dad, you're dead to me, right? Give me my portion, because you normally split your property after father's death, but he's asking for that beforehand, right? Father doesn't say that no, don't do it now. He gives the free will to him. He splits the property. He gives it to the son. He takes it and spends it, and he's kind of empty-handed now. Now he comes to his sense and then realizes that, okay, let me go to my father and he's gonna receive me, right? And then when he comes back, in verse 20, again Luke 15 verse 20, so the Bible says that while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. ദൂരത്തു നിന്ന് തന്നെ അപ്പൻ അവനെ കണ്ട് മനസ്സലിഞ്ഞ് ഓടിച്ചെന്ന് അവൻ്റെ കഴുത്ത് കെട്ടിപ്പിടിച്ച് അവനെ ചുംബിച്ചു. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ഹീ സെഡ് ദാസന്മാരോട്, വേഗം മേൽത്തരമായ അങ്കി കൊണ്ട് ഇവനെ ധരിപ്പിൻ, ഇവൻ്റെ കൈക്ക് മോതിരവും കാലിന് ചെരുപ്പും ഇടുവിൻ, തടിച്ച കാളക്കുട്ടിയെ കൊണ്ടുവന്ന് അറപ്പിൻ, നാം തിന്ന് ആനന്ദിക്കാം. ഫാദർ സെഡ് ടു ഹിസ് സെർവൻസ്, ബ്രിങ് ക്വിക്ക്ലി ദ ബെസ്റ്റ് റോബ്, പുട്ട് ഇറ്റ് ഓൺ ഹിം ആൻഡ് പുട്ട് എ റിംഗ് ഓൺ ഹിസ് ഹാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ഷൂസ് ഓൺ ഹിസ് ഫീറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ബ്രിങ് ദ ഫാറ്റൻഡ് കാഫ് ആൻഡ് കിൽ ഇറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ലെറ്റ് അസ് ഈ ആൻഡ് സെലിബ്രേറ്റ് ഫോർ ദിസ് മൈ സൺ വാസ് ഡെഡ് ആൻഡ് ഈസ് അലൈവ് അഗെയിൻ, ഹി വാസ് ലോസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഈസ് ഫൗണ്ട്. So this is one of the most touching parable in the Bible, right? You know, so here there is somebody, someone who gave his son what he was entitled to at some point in time, right? He got it beforehand. And there is no reason for the father to spend a dime more, right? I gave what you want and, you know, the deal is done, right? And he does something which even makes the older son happy, you know. See the you know, when the father runs towards him, you know, he's apparently, the message is that he was looking for him, is waiting for him to come back. And then he doesn't ask any questions, right? You know, he just come home and, you know, this first I'm gonna celebrate and be happy, and then we'll talk about all your problems. And that's how most of fathers are here, right? You know, you mess up something and, you know, you come back home and, you know, that's the openness you should feel, when you want to come back or mess up something, right? And dads also should kind of realize this, right? You know, that you know, we should be kind to our children, right? You know, Bible also says that, you know, even though Bible says that, you know, children listen to your parents and all, but parents also should kind of, you know, don't provoke your children, right? You know, so give them show an empathy, you know, have an emotional connection with them. You know, it's not like, you know it's my way or you know, highways, right? You know, you need to, you know, children messes up things. You know, I had a dad who was willing to kind of, you know, accept failures, right? You know, so that it quite often happens, and failures are a stepping stone to success. So dad should be open-minded. We as earthly fathers, looking at this model of this father of the prodigal son, should be open enough to have a heart like him, right? And then again, all through the Bible, we see that, you know, the heart of the father, you know, so when you go to creation, you know, till the end of the Bible, right? What do we see in creation? You know, he makes man and woman in his image, and he gave him the dominion over everything, right? സ്വരൂപത്തിൽ സൃഷ്ടിച്ചു, സമുദ്രത്തിലും മത്സ്യത്തിന്മേലും ആകാശത്തിന്മേലുള്ള പറവജീവികളിലും മൃഗത്തിന്മേലും സർവഭൂമിയിന്മേലും ഭൂമിയിലിഴയുന്ന എല്ലാ ഇഴജാതികളിലും അവൻ അധികാരം കൊടുത്തു, വാഴട്ടെ എന്ന് കൽപ്പിച്ചു. സോ ദിസ് ഈസ് ഫ്രം ജനസിസ് 1:26, റൈറ്റ്? ഹി ഗേവ് ഹിം ഓൾ അതോറിറ്റി, ഡൊമിനിയൻ ഓവർ എവറിത്തിങ്, റൈറ്റ്? ദാറ്റ്സ് ഹൗ സ്പെഷ്യലി മാൻ ആൻഡ് വുമൺ വാസ് മെയ്ഡ് ബൈ ഹിം, റൈറ്റ്? And then we see him that there was a need, you know, it was only Adam was created and he could not relate with the rest of his creation. So he created a companion for him. So God understood, found a need, and then he kind of gave a companion for him, right? And then man sins. And what does he do then, right? He gives him a promise of a savior, right? A future savior who would come and save him, right? In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, it says that, you know, and he'll create an enmity between you and the woman. He's telling to the serpent, right? Between your offspring and her offspring, he shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. So he's talking about Jesus. He says the promise of Savior is right there when man sins. And then what does he do? He makes Adam and his wife garments of skins and clothed them, because they were naked until then, and because there was no sin, you know, it was, you know, they were not ashamed, but now they are ashamed, and God had to make the first sacrifice and then create garments for the man and his wife, right? And then he also had to, so we need to remember that God is, we are talking about the the most important character of God, which is love. But God is also holy, right? He cannot accept things which are unholy. You know, maybe earthly fathers may accept, you know, depending on how they are. But God cannot accept. He cannot mix these two things. So he has to take him out of the Garden of Eden, right? And then verse 23 says that, therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken, right? അവനെ എടുത്തിരുന്ന നിലത്ത് കൃഷി ചെയ്യേണ്ടതിന് യഹോവ ദൈവം അവനെ ഏദൻ തോട്ടത്തിൽ നിന്ന് പുറത്താക്കി. അഗൈൻ ജനസിസ് ഉൽപ്പത്തി 3:23. സോ ദിസ് ഈസ് വൺ ബിഗ് ഡിഫറൻസ് വി ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് ഫൊർഗെറ്റ്. യു നോ ഇഫ് യു ഫൊർഗെറ്റ് ദാറ്റ്സ് യു നോ ഇറ്റ്സ് ഗോണ മെസ് അപ്പ് അവർ ലൈഫ്സ് ടു. ഡോണ്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് അസ്യൂം ദാറ്റ് യു നോ ഗോഡ് ഇസ് ഓൾ ലവ്. ഗോഡ് ഇസ് ഡെഫിനറ്റ്ലി ലവ് ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ്സ് ഓവർ ആർച്ചിങ് തീം. But God is also holy, and then he's going to be a judge one day, right? So it's better for us to kind of figure out things and settle it here before our time is up, right? And then he gives us a zillion chances, but a time will come when things will be taken away, and Bible is very clear on it. You know, Bible doesn't skimp over this matter, right? And so again, and Jesus again repeats the same thing over and over again, right? You know, when God tries to reach out to us, right, and he wants to communicate to us, right? You know, most likely, quite often, what happens is that we are busy with our lives, and then he gets a dial tone, which is. You call somebody and then you get the dial tone, right? Busy tone, whatever that. But that's what God often feels like when he's trying to reach out to us to kind of settle this matter and come to this better place, right? But we are busy and he's getting our phone is engaged. Our phone is giving a busy dial tone back. So again, I want to conclude with these three final thoughts, right? God, it was God who gave us an earthly father, and you know, most of us are lucky enough to have a good father, right? But it doesn't really matter whether you got a good father, bad father, whatever father, right? You always know that, you know, we have a loving heavenly father, right? And then we are going to conclude with these three thoughts. First to everyone, right? Again, we have a heavenly father, so whether you're father, grandfather, children, whatever, whoever you are, we have a heavenly father who cares for us and, you know, deeply, right? So we don't want to miss his love and neglect his love or his calling and then, you know, regret later, right? So now to fathers, we as earthly fathers have a responsibility to reflect the nature of our heavenly fathers to our children. So this is also important, right? Because children should feel comfortable to come to you, right? You know, you cannot just, you're brutal and then expect children to come to you for their personal issues, right? So again, as I mentioned before, Ephesians 6:4 says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, right? So you have to do both things together. You know, you don't provoke. Some people think, oh, I'll not provoke, and then, you know, I'm buddies with them and let them do whatever they want, right? That's not how it should be, right? You know, you need to instruct them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And to children, you know, make your dads proud, right? Make dad and moms proud. Make your parents proud, right? Proverbs 23 says, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. So this is my final thoughts to children, especially, you know, Sunday school children and, you know, teens and youth. You know, make your dads proud and make your dad and mom glad, right? You know, they are going to be, you're not gonna have a better person to cheer for you than them, right? And I hope that, you know, Sunday school children, you guys are gonna make your dads and moms proud this year, right? So that's all I had to say for this Father's Day. And once again, happy Father's Day all, and may God bless us all. Thank you.